Local news for Brussels and beyond. Online, on mobile, and coming soon to DAB+. This is Radio X.
With the latest news headlines of Belgium on Friday, the 26th of June, I'm Paul McNally. Brussels' new pedestrian zone will be open to the public on Monday. The size of the pedestrian area on Boulevard Anspach has been doubled. New traffic directions, new bus routes, and creative changes to the pedestrian experience will feature in the project. The STIB are preparing for major bus route changes once the new pedestrian zone is open to the public. Some bus drivers will have to adapt to new routes that aren't necessarily designed for the use of buses. In total, 11 bus lines will be altered on the day of the big change. For jazz fans out there, Ghent Jazz Festival is underway and the lineup is one not to be missed. The likes of Van Morrison, Cream's drumming legend Ginger Baker and the Tony Bennett Lady Gaga duet will be on show, starting on Friday the 10th of July and finishing on Saturday the 18th. Tickets are still available online. And the fourth season of Brussels Tram Experience will commence in July, the concept being renowned chefs aboard a STIB tram serving their famed dishes. It's €95 for six courses or €115 for the experience menu served on Fridays. In international news headlines, EU leaders holding late-night talks in Brussels have agreed to relocate tens of thousands of migrants who have arrived in Italy and Greece. Summit Chairman Donald Tusk said 40,000 would be relocated to other EU states over the next 2 years. However, there will be no mandatory quotas for each country. The Greek debt crisis is also on the summit's agenda. Greece and its international creditors remain deadlocked after talks on Thursday. And France's interior minister has ordered a ban on the low-cost car-sharing service Uber Pop after a day of nationwide protests by taxi drivers. Bernard Cazeneuve said the service was illegal and ordered police and prosecutors to enforce its closure. His announcement followed a day of sometimes violent protests by French taxi drivers who say the US-based firm Uber is stealing their livelihoods. Key highways around Paris were blocked and tyres were burned during the day-long protest. Brussels weather, fine and sunny today. A chance of a shower after lunch and highs of 26 degrees Celsius.
Your local news in English from the capital of Europe. Radio X.